the What's the Crack podcast with Anthony Martin.
Listen in live weekly on Brighton's Radio Reverb.
See whatsthecrack.co.uk and radioreverb.com for showtimes.
The Brighton Digital Festival is in full flow at the moment, and this year there's an art installation with a very Irish vibe. To tell us more about that on the phone, I have the man behind the piece, Matt Parker. Hello, Matt.
Hi there.
How are you?
Yes, very, very well. It's a beautiful day.
The piece that you have put together for the digital festival, it's called Fields of Athenry. Tell me, what's it about?
So the piece, which is a audiovisual installation, Fields of Athenry, is a piece that is investigating the data centre that is going to be built in Derrydonnell Forest, which is just outside of the town of Athenry, which is in Galway, as I'm sure most of your listeners will know. For the last just over a year, there's been a lot of protractions and conflict between certain groups of local contestors who have been challenging this project to be built, where Apple ultimately want to build one of the largest data centres in Europe in this kind of small forest just outside of Athenry. And it's been quite controversial. And actually, since the work was initially commissioned to be built, the authorities in Galway have said that, yes, Apple can build this data centre and it's all going ahead. So the work is really trying to investigate the sounds and the kinds of sentiments of Athenry as a place where obviously it has a huge reputation because of the song Fields of Athenry, as something that's very patriotic to a lot of Irish people, particularly sports fans. And so the work is looking at how this sort of patriotism for the Fields of Athenry and for Athenry as a kind of an idea for many Irish sports fans can be used as a way to think about how the location of Athenry, which is in this forest, is going to be kind of converted into a big sort of digital hub. And by using lots of sound footage that I've collected from YouTube from a football match between Ireland and Spain at Euro 2012, where the crowd really, really was giving it some for the Fields of Athenry at the end of the match after they'd been like pretty comprehensively thrashed. it was just like a really beautiful moment, and loads of people got their phones out and started recording this moment between 5 and 10 minutes of just like kind of recording this kind of rejoicing for Athenry and a sort of celebration of Irish, Irish patriotism. And I think it's just a really interesting way to think about how these videos are uploaded into YouTube and then put into this data center somewhere, and how this place in Athenry, where it's currently a very still, very tranquil forest, is about to be kind of carved up and turned into a giant data center of itself, and kind of what sort of issues there are between these sorts of the consumer's use of the data and how it gets placed into these centers, and the kind of ecology and the environmental issues that surround them, because they're very energy intensive locations. And I think there's a forecast that suggested that this data center, once fully built, will use about the same or roughly the same equivalent energy to what would be required to power the entire capital of Dublin.
Wow.
So it's a kind of a political piece, but it's also kind of a celebratory piece of like of sport and collective kind of gatherings. And yeah,
it's a great idea. It's a great connection you've made as well. How did you come up with the idea?
Well, it seems my description probably highly convoluted, but that is often the way with trying to kind of develop some kind of complex kind of ideas into something that can be in a gallery. I've been working for the last 3 years now on various projects related to how the internet works in terms of what it is, a physical entity. So rather than thinking about the services we use, such as Facebook and Google and Yahoo or whatever kind of web pages we visit and interact with, thinking about like, where does that information actually get stored? And so the data center is a building, like a I guess it's just like a factory that's full of computers and hard drives that store all of the information that we put onto the internet, and that we store online, you know, like in the cloud or whatever. And so I've been doing a lot of investigation into what these kinds of places are like, how much energy are they required to operate, how secretive are they, how secure, and kind of, you know, what sort of impact do they have on their surroundings when they're built, and how does that relate to the average person who's just trying to kind of look at some pictures online, or, you know, check their Facebook profile, and how do these things kind of relate? So it's kind of an extension of that work where I've been looking at the existing infrastructures, and this work is kind of looking at something before it's even happened, I suppose, kind of future gazing, I guess.
And when did you start on this particular piece, on the Athenry piece?
I began working on this piece back in, I think, around about April, and I had my first trip over to Athenry to put together some research back in May. And was met with some people there and interviewed them and filmed a lot and was recording a lot of sound in the forest in which the places will be built, and Derry Dunnell. And I've just kind of grown from there as a sort of exploratory field work, and now I'm developing it into this kind of, you know, this idea of how this location that I visited relates to this kind of World Wide Web usage of YouTube videos and that kind of thing. So yeah, it's been since May.
I suppose this particular piece then has taken on, I suppose, a bit more of a relevant or topical relevance, seeing as what happened a few weeks ago with Apple being brought up in front of the EU and being told that they need to pay Ireland back 13 billion euro. Have you had any kind of feedback on this piece since then?
No, I'm still really hoping to have more, particularly people interested in Irish heritage, people to kind of become engaged in the work. And that's sort of my aim, is to eventually get the work to be exhibited in Ireland, which hopefully will happen early next year. And because, I mean, it's just such a crazy coincidence in my world that this exhibition began, and then a few days later, a huge seismic piece of news was broke about the kind of tantamount to state sponsorship kind of issues that are going on with the corporation tax in Ireland. It's very controversial, and I feel like this work in a way speaks to some of that as a critique of a large multinational corporation kind of using its wealth as leverage to really kind of squeeze as much as possible out of Ireland in this particular case, in my opinion. Although there's, you know, it's a highly controversial issue where a lot of people are very positive towards Apple, and it's it employs a lot of people in Ireland, but also maybe it could also pay a little bit more in tax, it seems. But yeah, I'd love to get more feedback from people to come and see it.
Yeah, did you find there was a lot of positivity when you were doing your interviews in Athenry? Was there a lot of people kind of very much for this data centre?
It seemed to me that it was a bit like Marmite, you know, like some people were really, really against it, like passionately so, and had been putting lots of their own money and time into making objections to it. Yeah. And then the other side, there were some people that were equally very passionate about it coming and happening. And I think that's like one of the things that's really interesting in terms of how it sort of divided the community in some ways. And it's complicated. And in terms of there ever being really a resolution, it seems like the resolution is going to get built, and some people that are going to be unhappy with it will just have to deal with it. Yeah, it's a very, very complicated scenario, I suppose. Some people really see it as an opportunity to generate jobs and to kind of generate a profile for the digital in Galway. Mm. And others see it as decimation of public wild land, decimation of bat and badger populations, huge abuse of the energy, the national grid and the wind energy system that's in Ireland. It kind of depends on what angle you're coming from, I suppose.
Yeah, but as you said, it is complicated. Now, your own background is in kind of audiovisual art and composing. What kind of got you interested in technology, the technology side of things?
Okay, I'm a massive geek, basically.
That'll do it.
I've always been really interested in computers, yeah. I guess like it was like a logical step to go from making music on computers to trying to understand like how these computers really work.
Okay, and your work kind of before that then, what was kind of its foundations before you went into the, I suppose, technology in art?
All right, yeah, well, I've played in a number of bands for a while. Unfortunately, never made it to Ireland in any of those bands, but played, you know, in a lot of places worldwide as a musician and also as a composer for things like television commercials and certain things that I'm not particularly proud of, but paid bills. But now, like the last 3 years, I've been really, really focusing on producing artwork in this field, and I feel like there's a lot to be made out of it. There's a lot of interesting things that we should all be thinking about, but perhaps we aren't enough. And hopefully, the work that I produce kind of engages people in some way to think a bit more about how we consume the internet, for example.
Yeah, it definitely sounds very, very kind of intriguing and multifaceted as well. And this exhibition that's taking place for the Brighton Digital Festival, where is it taking place and what date are we looking at?
Sure, so the exhibition's been running for the last nearly 2 weeks now. And it's at Dorset Place at the University of Brighton building, which is just off of Edward Street. So there's a new University of Brighton building on the corner of Edward Street, across from where the American Express building used to be.
Yes.
And it's kind of just tucked away just past the main building. There's a building called Dorset Place, and the exhibition will be in the gallery space right at the front there. And it will be open every day this week from 10 till 5. And we'll be closing, the last day of the exhibition will be on Saturday, this coming Saturday, the 17th. And so it'd be awesome if people could try and make it down between, sometime this week if possible, or on Saturday. I will be there on Saturday as well if anyone wants to come and talk to me.
Perfect.
And there will be another chance to see it in London if anyone is able to travel to London. And that will be taking place at the AFC Studios, which are in Elephant and Castle, and that will be from November the 2nd until November the 13th, I believe. It's completely free.
And have you moved on to your next project then already?
Actually, I've spent the last 2 weeks in the south of Spain, working on a residency project there where I've been looking at sustainable energy.
Okay.
And I spent quite a lot of time pretty much completely off grid from any kind of power lines, or also off from the internet, which is pretty difficult because I'm kind of addicted to the internet. So the project I've been working on there is, I guess, having spent a lot of time thinking about how Apple had suggested they would power the massive data center that they want to build in Athens, utilizing wind energy. I've begun to think a lot about how sustainable energy will make an impact on how data centers are powered. So I've spent a lot of time in this place in the south of Spain recently, where there's a wind turbine infrastructure, and thinking about how I can maybe make work related to the energy production required to power the internet there. And so, it's all kind of a bit convoluted at the moment, but hopefully I'll be able to distill it into something a bit more cohesive by the end of the year.
So we've got to keep an eye out for that. And your website as well, is worth noting, is earthkeptwarm.com.
That's right, yes. Check it out. There'll be lots of information on there.
Just finally, Matt, when you went to Athenry back in May, was that your first time in Ireland?
That was my second time in Ireland, actually.
Second,
yeah.
Okay.
But the first time being there to work on producing our work.
Okay. And did you get to sample some of the local drink and food while you were there?
I did indeed. I had a very nice time in several pubs and an excellent crêperie actually in Athenry that was really good. And I went on a bit of a drive just past Galway and along the coastal road that goes past Galway out to the west. of Galway Bay.
Good stuff.
Yeah, really, really beautiful scenery. Really beautiful scenery.
So you're well looked after by the local Irish pubs, and that's kind of what I was getting at.
Of course, yeah, of course, yeah, absolutely. Although I would say I didn't talk too much about the project that I was working on in case I ruffled some feathers. people generally seem to be quite interested in talking about it when I did talk to them.
Cool. Matt, listen, thanks very much for chatting today about it anyway, and best of luck with the rest of the exhibition.
Thanks very much. Yeah, please do come and check it out. It's completely free and open all day.
Perfect. Free is good. Free is good. Thanks, Matt.
From the heart of Brighton, a taste of home.
You know, it's like people, general public, who maybe don't have the chance to read music magazines or wouldn't go to a lot of smaller gigs, are being force-fed this you know. You know, it's true, though. Yeah. I mean, you kind of want to go, you want to scream, no, no, no. You think that's good? Where do you hear this?
Brighton's weekly Irish radio show, What's the Crack? With Anthony Martin on Radio Reverb, 97.2 FM. See whatsthecrack.co.uk and radioreverb.com for showtimes.